This is Nick Jones with another Sunshine Radio podcast. Now, established back in 1982, Ludlow Home Care is the one-stop shop for all your house and garden needs. If it's from a handful of screws to now a fully designed, fitted kitchen. We headed down to Home Care on April the 3rd for the official opening of their new kitchen design centre, doing the honours and described by IMDb as the master of mimicry and now a local resident to Ludlow, Alistair McGowan.
I moved to Ludlow about 3 years ago, and some of you might be thinking, well, he must, as somebody who's been on the television regularly, well, was 20 years ago, and is also about to appear on Celebrity Mastermind, week on Saturday, date for your diary. You're probably thinking he must do these sort of openings all the time. Well, no, I don't. In fact, I don't ever do openings. I just never have. It's not my scene. But when Tim and Abbas and Dave Bowen here asked me to do this today, I was very happy to say yes on this occasion because of what a special place Home Care is and what a special place it occupies in the hearts and in the minds of people in this area. Many of you here today will know that. Moving here 3 years ago, what struck me straight away was how unified the town of Ludlow seems to be. You go to Birmingham, let's face it, your Villa or your Blues. You go to Manchester, your City or United. In Ludlow, the nearest thing we get to rivalry is at your Shapler or your Golden Moats. Your Portcullis House or your Station Drive Surgery. That's the way it goes. But one thing in Ludlow that unites everybody is that everybody knows Home Care, everybody loves Home Care, everybody uses Home Care. And everyone at some point in any given month will probably say to their nearest and dearest, they'll probably have it at Home Care, mind. Everything is here, because at Home Care you really do get everything for your home and more. Never quite worked out how you can have everything and more, but it's a damn good slogan nevertheless, as you can see on all the new signs. And Home Care is how, for me, all shops should be. David Bowen set it up 40 years ago today. For those of you who don't know, it opened 40 years ago to this very day. And some of the staff have been here almost as long as David has. And that's one of the many great things about Home Care. The staff know their product, they know their customers, they know how to help, they know how to smile, they know how to and do go the extra mile for us all. And if Sharon White, I'm sure you know that name if you're in business, if Sharon White wants to know how John Lewis should work, how John Lewis used to work, she should forget research groups and focus groups, she should come here and spend a day at Home Care, because this is how good independent shops always were and how they should be. They make their staff and their customers feel valued and that they're always getting good value. So that's why I said yes to doing an opening today. That and the fact that they offer me a very significant discount on a Burlington toilet. So the new design centre, here it is, displays some of the leading kitchen designs of the moment. The sort of thing Alan Carr, of course, would love to put into a new design that he was doing with Amanda Holden. So you've all seen that programme. I love to watch Alan Carr myself, principally because when you switch him off, ooh, the silence that follows. But they are kitchens that even the likes of Raymond Blanc, famous French chef, of course, would be happy to use. And I love watching Raymond Blanc. I particularly like the way Raymond Blanc always refers to his mother's influence on his cooking. You'll always hear Raymond Blanc say things like, today I'm going to make a main course, which is something my mother used to make for me when I was a little boy. We're going to start with a mushroom fricassee, and I would go out and I would pick the mushrooms like I used to pick them for Maman Blanc. And after that, we would have for the dessert, we'll have the cherry clafoutis, and I would mix this in my kitchen and I would pick the cherries just as I used to pick the cherries for Madame Blanc. I always watch this program and I think of Raymond in his lovely kitchen and I think, what a good job you had your mother cooking for you and inspiring you when you were little and not my mother. Otherwise he'd now be there going, I'm going to cook for you the dishes of my childhood. We would start with Finder's crispy pancakes. Wonderful. And with that we would have the tin peas and carrots. But it must be peas and carrots from the same tin, not the different tin. Very different from the same tin. And with this we will have also the tin potatoes and you must burn them. You must make sure you burn the tin potatoes. And after that we'll have something my mother used to make all the time for dessert. Oh, that is wonderful. And that is the butterscotch angel delight. That's a wonderful dessert. So anyway, these are the sort of kitchens that professional chefs would be happy to have and we'd all be happy to have in our home. So congratulations to everyone, Tim, everybody who's worked so hard on this incredible facelift. If nothing else, It's a lot nicer to look at when you live on the opposite side. So thank you for that. Here's to the next 40 years, and I declare the new Home Care Design Centre now gratefully and gracefully
open.
Please come inside and have a look.
Alistair McGowan there doing the honours of officially opening the Ludlow Design Centre. We eventually got hold of owner David Bowen in a very busy showroom and asked him how it all started.
Well, it started in 1983.
Yeah.
I came here, actually before that, I used to manage a builder's merchants in Bridge North, William Williams's. And they were not just the builder's merchants, they had a shop that sold all manner of things. You could go in there and buy a set of coach bolts, or you could come out with a Royal Worcester piece of...
A bit of porcelain or something.
Porcelain, like they did Royal Oak. And they were limited editions and quite a lot of money even then. Anyway, I was there 10 years and I always wanted somewhere of my own. And it was just too expensive. The interest rates there went up to 17.5%. And you couldn't really borrow money on that. And when they came down to 12%, I found this place through a friend. It was an empty shed for servicing lorries.
Right, yeah.
And it was 3,000 square feet and it was in a terrible state. It got two holes in the floor. That the lorries went over and a tin roof and a corrugated door that opened to let them in. And the landlord said, well, yes, I'm happy to... We're not using it anymore. Happy to send it. I'll redo the front. And he took him 2 years to get round to doing the place up enough for me to take it. And that's... So I actually came here in December 82... But I actually opened the shop in April of 83.
Oh, and what was on sale? What were the first things you sold?
Well, it was much to what we do now,
but
on a much smaller scale.
Right.
I had four kitchen displays and three bathroom displays and wallpaper and all those sorts of things that you have in a hardware shop.
Yeah.
And I actually, in these days... I took a double-page advert in the Shropshire Star, just like one of the big sheds would have done. And I had, on the first week we were open, we sold six bathroom suites.
On the first week?
On the first week, yeah. You couldn't believe the luck. After that, it went really, really quite well. And the... building to the left of where I had was a Ford showroom for Ford cars.
Yeah.
And that firm went bust. And the building was empty. And I thought, well, I don't like an empty building next door to my new shop. So I asked the landlord if I could put some stuff in it while he found a tenant.
Yeah.
Anyway, we did that for a year and he didn't find a tenant. And by that time, I was making enough money to take it on as well. And that happened throughout the store at the back of me where we got our...
So the building as it is now was a lot smaller?
No, it's the same.
Right.
But it was all different things.
Yeah.
The building where we've got our office now, that was a place where there was four lifts for doing vehicles. So they went up the side into that and that was a place where you came for your vehicles to be serviced. And they went bust as well. And that was a terrible tip of the place. And I took that on and we put a mezzanine floor there and made it into a shop. I mean, it's still... The building deep down is really ancient, but we've tarted it up and we put a new roof on it. So I didn't take the old one away. I put a new one on top of the old one. And... so on. And then over time, the building at the back, you can perhaps see it from here.
Yeah.
That was an auction room every month there would be an antique auction, of the nature of... It wasn't just bric-a-brac, it was some good stuff in it as well.
Yeah.
And after, 3 or 4 years, he went bust. and I took that on as well, and that gave me the space to create the garden centre.
So how long have you had this
it goes back to summer about that. In this building, I had it as a furniture shop.
Yeah, because it was. I've always known it as carpet and furniture.
Well, for 20 years, it was sold as a carpet shop.
Yeah.
So over time, we've acquired everything apart from that petrol, the tyre place, and the car wash just opposite.
So are there further plans now?
Yes, the next plans are we're going to have bedrooms from Laura Ashley in here, and some of their bathroom stuff. So that's the stage three, two and three.
So is this your brainchild then?
Pretty well, yeah. I mean, my son came into the business and we weren't doing terribly well with our kitchens, and he wanted to close that down. And I said, well, kitchens have been the main source of my income over the years. So it's not that it's not doing well. We're not doing it right.
No, that's right.
So let's do it better than we've done before. And he's got himself involved with this. And hopefully it's going to be I can't see why it shouldn't be success. We're going to be pretty competitive.
Yeah.
We've got three people that can do the kitchen plans. I've got a young lady that's going to come back to me that was here for 2 years, and she went to London. And anyway, things have changed in her life, and she's come back. So she's 20. I think she'd be about 24 now. She's
so
very good.
So with all the kitchens that you've got on display here, you have your own fitters now, and
we have subcontract fitters.
Yeah.
There's 20% VAT on the fitting, and it seems a shame that we put that in our till.
Yeah.
When the customer doesn't need to pay that.
No.
So most of our fitters are not involved with VAT, so we don't have to charge VAT their work.
So it's an amazing job. I know Simon was down here for a week or so ago. Was it last week? He said,
towards the end of last week. Yeah.
I said, you've done a lot in the week.
If you bought that kitchen now, and let's say that came to 5,000 quid's worth, and say it cost 2,000 to fit it, we wouldn't put that 2,000 in our till. That would go straight to the fitter. And that would have saved a few hundred pounds to the customer.
Money's tight, isn't it? People like a saving anyway. What's this letter that you've had to the King?
I did. Yeah, I went to the King just before Christmas.
Just before, yeah.
Yeah, it was completely out of the blue. One of our suppliers was asked to give the names of people in my trade that had been going for some time. The King apparently is very keen on local businesses, and 40 years is quite a long time to be in trade. And my name come up, and I got to invite.
Did you give him a quote?
Well, they've all laughed about that, giving him a quote. I did ask him to come and open it, but he said it's too close to the coronet.
He's got a big party going. Anyway, good luck with the business.
Yeah.
And congratulations on going to see the King as well.